it doesn't look like it's going to happen for some time unless there's political and organisational will to change that, and that should exist in a county such as Donegal. That was a tragic case, which can happen literally any day or any night. In relation to the sighting, we would feel that the proper place would be somewhere around Lifford or Balbuffet for the sighting of an armed unit in Donegal that could go northwards to Neshone and south to cover south and west Donegal. What has happened now is they're in the process of establishing a second armed response unit in Cavan, but that's still a significant distance away from us. There's significant journeys have to be made to get the response, if the response is to come from Cavan to Donegal, or has it historically been the case, has to come from Claremorris in County Mayo.
And the problem with Cavan, of course, is it's not just a matter of cutting across at Pettigo or cutting through Monaghan and driving through Tyrone or driving through Fermanagh to get to Donegal. They have to go the long way. They have to go Cavan, Sligo, Donegal.
They have to go Cavan, Sligo, Donegal. You'll see the border is again facilitating crime and criminality by its geographical layout. The unit that we have in Ballyshannon isn't fully staffed and doesn't have a member of sergeant rank there to supervise and to deploy people. You know, it's typical of a lot of what happens. These units are set up in a blaze of hype and all of that, but then the resources becomes an issue. So we have a number of guards, and for operational reasons I can't say how many in Ballyshannon, but we haven't the capability to cover the five working units. We work a five unit roster. We haven't that capability.